In a serene and picturesque barnyard, a mother duck lovingly oversaw her clutch of eggs, which held the promise of new life and the sweet anticipation of days to come. As the days passed, the excitement in the barnyard grew, and the long-awaited moment arrived when tiny cracks began to appear on the fragile shells. With each crack, a new duckling emerged, their delicate beaks emitting joyful peeps that echoed through the barn. Amidst this jubilant chorus of yellow fluffiness, one newcomer stood out in an unexpected and astonishing way. Unlike its siblings, this duckling was not adorned in the customary vibrant yellow down. Instead, its plumage was a stark departure from the norm, large, grey, and awkward. Its movements seemed ungainly, and its appearance earned it an immediate and rather unkind label, the ugly duckling. The mother duck, initially taken aback by this peculiar offspring, soon recognized it as her own, a part of her family. She vowed to nurture it with the same unwavering love and care she bestowed upon the others. She hoped that, with time, the world would look past the unconventional exterior and discover the extraordinary heart within. In the midst of the barnyard's vibrant life, the large grey duckling navigated its early days, aware of the curious gazes and whispered comments from the other animals. It bore the weight of its ugly label with stoic grace, silently determined to find its place in a world that judged based on appearances. As it embarked on its journey of self-discovery, little did the barnyard know that this seemingly ugly duckling held within it the potential for a transformation that would challenge perceptions and celebrate the true essence of beauty. As days turned into weeks, the ugly duckling found itself confronting a world that seemed determined to emphasize its perceived flaws. The barnyard, once a place of warmth and comfort, became a harsh and unforgiving environment for this peculiar bird. The rejection and mockery began with its fellow ducklings, who couldn't help but point their tiny beaks and squawk with disdain at their unusual sibling. They would huddle together in giggling groups, casting scornful glances and unkind words in its direction. The ugly duckling watched as they played games, splashed in the pond, and enjoyed their carefree days, always aware of its exclusion from their joyful activities. Even more painful was the rejection it faced from its own family. The mother duck, though initially compassionate, couldn't completely shield the outcast from the hurtful comments of the other barnyard inhabitants. She continued to care for it, but the ugly duckling sensed her occasional moments of hesitation and sadness, as if she too struggled with accepting her unconventional offspring. Each passing day brought a fresh reminder of its supposed ugliness. It gazed at its reflection in the still waters of the pond, unable to comprehend why it looked so different from the other ducklings. The cruel words and disdainful glances had carved a wound deep within its heart, and it began to internalize the belief that it was truly ugly and unworthy of love and acceptance. Isolation and loneliness became the ugly duckling's constant companions. It would often retreat to the quiet corners of the barnyard, seeking solace in solitude. There, under the vast expanse of the open sky, it would dream of a world where beauty was not skin deep, where acceptance was unconditional, and where it could find a place where it truly belonged. Little did the ugly duckling know that this period of rejection and loneliness would serve as a crucible, forging a resilience and strength that would be essential for the remarkable journey that lay ahead. With each passing day, the young bird's spirit remained unbroken, and a glimmer of hope ignited deep within its soul, driving it to seek a place where its unique beauty could finally shine. The ugly duckling had borne the weight of rejection and loneliness for far too long. Fueled by a deep and unrelenting desire to find a place where it truly belonged, it made a courageous decision. With a heavy heart and trembling steps, it left the familiarity of the farm behind, venturing out into the unknown to seek acceptance and happiness elsewhere. Its journey took it through diverse landscapes, each one a reflection of the world's vast beauty and complexity. The ugly duckling waddled through lush, sun-drenched meadows adorned with wildflowers that whispered stories of freedom and belonging. It swam in tranquil ponds where the rippling waters mirrored the clear blue skies above, providing moments of serenity amidst its tumultuous quest. On its journey, the young bird encountered a myriad of creatures, each with their own unique qualities and stories. It met a wise old owl perched high in a gnarled oak tree, who shared tales of life's challenges and the importance of staying true to oneself. It crossed paths with a group of chattering squirrels who taught it the value of friendship and cooperation as they worked together to gather acorns for the winter. As the seasons changed, the ugly duckling witnessed the world's transformations. It saw the vibrant foliage of autumn and the silent, snow-covered landscapes of winter. Each season brought new challenges and discoveries, strengthening its resolve to find a place where it could finally fit in and be accepted for who it was. Despite the beauty and wisdom it encountered on its journey, the ugly duckling couldn't shake the feeling of being an outsider. It longed to find a community where it could truly belong, where its unique qualities would be celebrated rather than ridiculed. Little did it know that its path would lead to a profound transformation, one that would challenge not only its perception of self, but also the way others saw it. The journey continued, and the ugly duckling pressed on, driven by the hope that somewhere, out there, it would discover the acceptance and happiness it so desperately sought. As the seasons transitioned from the vibrant colors of autumn to the bleakness of winter, the ugly duckling faced its harshest trials yet. The world around it transformed into a cold and unforgiving landscape, a stark contrast to the warmth it so desperately sought. Winter's icy grip seemed to intensify the young bird's struggles. Finding food became an arduous task as the once teeming ponds froze over, their rippling waters stilled beneath a thick layer of ice. The lush meadows of yesteryear were now covered in a blanket of snow, hiding the precious seeds and insects that had sustained the ugly duckling during gentler times. Shelter, too, proved elusive. Bitter winds cut through the barren trees, leaving the ugly duckling shivering in the cold. It sought refuge in hollow logs and under the protective cover of snow-laden bushes, but even these makeshift havens offered little respite from winter's relentless onslaught. Despite the physical toll and the gnawing hunger, the ugly duckling, refused to relent in its quest for acceptance and belonging. Its spirit, though tested by the frigid trials of winter, remained unbroken. It clung to the dream of finding a place where it could be appreciated for its true self, a place where it would no longer be judged by its past struggles or its unconventional appearance. Each day was a testament to the ugly duckling's resilience and determination. It pressed forward through the biting cold, its eyes fixed on the horizon, where it believed its destiny awaited. Though the journey was fraught with hardships, the young bird held onto the hope that the arrival of spring would bring with it the promise of transformation, a transformation that would reveal its inner beauty to the world and finally bring the acceptance and happiness it so fervently desired. As the final traces of winter's icy grasp began to recede and the first delicate blossoms of spring unfolded, a profound change began to stir within the heart of the ugly duckling. It had endured the trials of rejection, loneliness, and harsh winters, but this season of renewal carried a promise of something extraordinary. One sunny morning, while the ugly duckling was contemplating its reflection in the sparkling pond, it noticed a remarkable transformation taking place. The water's surface trembled with anticipation as its reflection gradually shifted. The bird that stared back at it was no longer a large, grey, and awkward duckling, but a creature of unparalleled beauty, a graceful swan with a long, slender neck and shimmering snow-white plumage. At first, disbelief held the ugly duckling in its grip. It blinked repeatedly, unable to trust the breathtaking image before its eyes. It extended its wings, marveling at the smooth, pristine feathers that had replaced its drab grey ones. It moved with a newfound grace, each step a revelation of its transformed self. The once awkward creature had become a vision of elegance and splendor. The realization washed over the swan like a warm spring breeze. It had never been an ugly duckling. It had been a magnificent swan from the very beginning. The trials it had endured had been a cocoon, hiding the true beauty within until the moment was ripe for its unveiling. The pond, once a place of reflection and contemplation, now became a mirror of self-acceptance and self-discovery. The swan no longer saw its past awkwardness and ugliness, but rather the radiant beauty of its true self. It was a breathtaking transformation, not just of appearance, but of the heart and soul. The world around the swan also transformed. The other animals, once quick to judge and mock, now gazed upon it with awe and admiration. They marveled at the newfound grace and majesty of the swan, understanding that it was no ordinary bird. With its transformation complete, the swan realized that it had found the acceptance and happiness it had longed for. It had not merely found a place to belong, it had discovered its own place in the world, where its unique beauty was celebrated and cherished. As the swan glided across the shimmering pond, it did so with a heart filled with joy and a spirit brimming with the knowledge that it had come home to itself. The journey had been arduous, but it had led to this moment of profound transformation and self-realization, a moment that would forever define the swan's place in the world. now transformed into a graceful swan, the bird that had once been labeled the ugly duckling ventured forth into a new chapter of its life. It was a life that felt like a dream where it had discovered its true identity and purpose. The once awkward creature found itself drawn to a serene sunlit lake, its waters shimmering like liquid glass. As it approached the tranquil expanse, a sight beyond its wildest dreams unfolded before its eyes. A group of swans, elegant and poised, gliding gracefully across the water. These swans, with their regal bearing and pristine plumage, were like a vision of beauty and serenity. Approaching them tentatively, the transformed swan felt a mixture of excitement and trepidation. Would they accept it into their midst, recognizing the truth it had only recently come to understand, that it was one of them, a swan all along? With a hopeful heart, it drew closer to the group. As it joined their ranks, something magical happened. The other swans, with a wisdom that only those who had experienced the journey of transformation could possess, welcomed it with open wings and warm-hearted acceptance. There were no judgmental glances, no whispered ridicule. Instead, there was a shared recognition of the swan's true essence. The formerly ugly duckling finally realized the profound truth. It had never been meant to be a duck. It had always been a swan, born into a world that had initially failed to see its inner beauty. The trials and tribulations it had endured were not a punishment, but a crucible, forging the strength and resilience needed for its remarkable transformation. With its newfound companions, the swan glided across the sparkling waters of the lake, its heart soaring with a sense of belonging it had longed for all its life. It no longer felt like an outsider. It was part of a community that understood and celebrated its unique beauty. The story of the ugly duckling had come full circle, from rejection and loneliness to self-discovery and acceptance. As the swan happily swam alongside its fellow swans, the tale found its fitting conclusion, a testament to the enduring power of transformation, self-acceptance, and the boundless capacity for love and belonging in the heart of every living being.